Please, free
Good morning and happy new year, everybody. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. This is our very, very first show in 2018, and trust that you are all doing fine. and enjoying the beginning of this year. It's January 6th already, and we do appreciate your support in the past year, and we look forward that you're going to continue to be with us and hang with us and tag along with us as we discuss, present to you quality broadcasting shows, and we go along with issues that have got to do with a lot things that concern you in life. It's good morning from Dallas, Texas. It's about 47 degrees, Matilda, here. And that's what we are dealing with in Texas. Good morning, Matilda.
Good morning, Nathan. Good morning, Zambia Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. I don't know what the temperatures are like on your end of the world. I saw that it was snowing for the first time in Florida.
In Tallahassee, snowing today, right now where I am, the temperature is 36 degrees.
It is below,
but the sun is out, so it's 36 degrees. Tallahassee had measurable snow a few days ago.
Oh wow, that's a record for the Sunshine State. Good morning, Dr. Patrick. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you, Matilda. Happy New Year to my Zambia Blog Talk Radio family. We're going to have a wonderful year.
Merry Christmas,
if I didn't catch you, but most Happy New Year.
I like what Roger said when Roger and I were talking in our private conversation. He says this is a year of big things. So
yes,
that's what we are. We're looking forward to a year of big things. What I want us to do in this segment, Dr. Patrick and Matilda, if you are able to talk, just do your best, whatever you can. Dr. Patrick, I want us to do a year in review of 2017. What are some of the major headlines that we saw in 2017? And what were some of the major events? That's what we're going to do. We will see. And then if Brother Daniel Chisewe manages to do it, at the bottom of the hour, Matilda, guess what? We managed to find the group of youths that commandeered the truck that was carrying the Mukula timber product trees. They were arrested. I'm told they just came out of jail on bond or something like that. So they've agreed to talk to us. We want to get some information from them, what is going on, what prompted them to do what they did, and all those kinds of things, okay? So here we go. Let me begin with you, Dr. Patrick, whichever angle you want. I know I didn't give you a warning or I didn't send you an email about this, but I know you can still hit it hard. Give me, Dr. Patrick, 2-3 major headlines stood out to you in 2017.
Wow, it's very difficult to just give 2 or 3. Everything falls under the categories of one, politics.
Uh-huh.
We talked about politics not only in our mother country Zambia, but we also talked about politics here. We talked about economics, not only in our mother country, Zambia, but we also talked about economics here. And let me say, when I say here, I mean here in the diaspora, whether it be in the UK, in the United States, wherever, because Zambia Blog Talk Radio is far reaching. And we talked about social programs. We had entertainers, we had performers, we had poets, not only in our mother country, Zambia, but also here in the diaspora community. So we've covered everything, and it's very difficult to just pinpoint. Let me just say, if I had to pinpoint, I would put a pin in Zambia Blog Talk Radio, because through Zambia Blog Talk Radio. I've made numerous friends. I've been invited to numerous households, and I'm a part of a global community. So that would be my pinpoint is Zambia Blog Talk Radio.
Excellent. Excellent. That's an excellent preview right there. Let me say good morning to our other colleagues here. Happy New Year, Alan.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Good. How is the family doing?
The family is doing good.
I understand you have winter in Florida.
The weather is terrible in Florida. It is terrible. The other day we woke up, there was a little bit of ice on the cars.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, welcome. Dr. Munsanji, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Nathan, and Happy New Year to all Zambia Block Talk Radio listeners and the participants.
I don't need to ask you how is the weather there. I know already. How much feet snow are you dealing with?
We have a little bit of snow on the ground, but it is manageable. The roads are clean.
Okay, excellent. Happy New Year, Uncle Daniel. How about Sewe?
Happy New Year, Vanessa. How is the weather in Texas?
The weather in Texas is okay. It's 47 degrees right now. We can handle that. All right, everybody, we are looking at the year in review. I'm just going to ask each one of you, like Sewe, Dr. Munsanji, Alan, even Matilda, what stood out for you in 2017 in terms of a headline? You've heard what Dr. Patrick has said. He said, to put it in one word, he said politics. Then he said Zambia Block Talk Radio and how things went for him. At the bottom of the hour, Alan, we've managed to get a hold of that group of young people in Zambia who commandeered that truck that was carrying Mukula trees. So we shall talk to them and find out some information from them, what made them take that action. So I don't know who wants to go first here, Alan, Dr. Munsanji. Let's say, what was your headline for 2017?
I'll go. My headline, I think for 2017, especially as it relates to Zambia Block Talk Radio, I think it was eye-opening on the political side. You know, there were moments on certain subjects where we were purely, you know, factual, and I think the discussions were really progressive and were able to, you know, get rally around the common thing because what we were seeing on the ground was wrong. There were other moments where I felt like, you know, this is all just partisan. We just supporting an issue depending on who we like, you know. But
yeah,
it was it's eye opening. You see that some of us sometimes you wonder whether being in the diaspora is where some of us belong, or should we be home and making more impact? And then also sometimes you flip over and you look at, for instance, some of us, all the support you've given to your family members and other people you've helped through school. If I was in Zambia, would I have been able to do the same? So in that sense, was it, you know, so it was pretty eye-opening when you really take time to look into these some of these issues critically.
Excellent. That's excellent. Because, you see, here's a point that you have raised, Alan, on the how effective would you be if you were home or you are where you may be right now, whether you are in Australia, Europe, Russia, those of us in the U.S. and whichever part of the world that you may be in the diaspora, South Africa and elsewhere, because the figures that have been given, especially when we dealt with the Zimbabwe issue, like Dr. Patrick said, on the politics part of it, the issues, the money that the remittances that are made, do you realize that the remittances that our friends in Zimbabwe were making to Zimbabwe was actually, in a sense, helping to run that economy? That's very profound. That's very important to balance.
Very, very.
And at times we don't seem to look at that issue, you know, and look. Go ahead.
We don't look at those issues. That's why I brought up, for instance, the people that we've helped educate through by being here. Three of my younger brothers are now, they're through school. They are working on their own. So certain issues, I've said, you know what, now you don't need to call me. You guys can figure it out because you've got jobs. You put them through school and through college. If I was in Zambia, would I have been in the same position? You see, and those are the issues that we grapple with, whether it's debating whether I'm better off here or at home. You know, because I remember, well, Steve Harvey says his father told him that the best thing to do for poor people is not to be one of them. So if I was in Zambia as poor as the rest of the family, which one of us would have helped the other? So I know that my being here has helped elevate at least my family, and the economy is built up on family. You know, some of them have started small businesses. The economies are built on the backs of small businessmen. So all those things at the end of the day, because they are so small, we may think I'm better off home, but we are making a major contribution to the economy. It's a huge impact, you know.
Excellent. And you know what? You could have been comforting each other that you will be okay when we get to heaven. Isn't that what happened? Yeah, you'll be to cover in the Bemba, Dr. Patrick, we said to cover Wino Kumulu, something like that. All right, before Dr. Musanja and the speaks, let me go to Matilda. Before she loses a little energy she has. Matilda, talk to me about
2017. I hope everybody can understand me. Please excuse my voice. The elements have affected my voice today. But 2017 was an interesting year. So many things happened. Two things stand out. I think we saw youth participation in Zambia, especially through programs like YALI. The youth are beginning to realize that they need to do better or to speak out or stand more, you know, stand out more. And I hope 2018 will be, they will take advantage. But here's a headline that was serious. It quickly turned into jokes, and now we are not hearing about it. That was the mandatory HIV testing with the health department. Yeah, so, you know, there were all kinds of issues that came out. Should it be mandatory and so on? There were some serious discussions that came out. Is Zambia ready to deal with, are we equipped to deal with social psychological issues? You know, if a person finds out they're positive or someone, are we equipped with social workers? Do we have medication? And those topics came up. Before you knew it, we were making memes and jokes, and now we don't even talk about it.
You see, that's an interesting point before Dr. Musanja and Dilatsewe comes in. Dr. Patrick, I'll throw this to you. What should be our role as ZBTR in light of what Matilda said? Something comes up and it just fizzles away, like the mandatory HIV testing in Zambia. We don't even know what progress is going on the Soweto fire market. The people there that suffered that loss, you know, what is the issue? I was telling Matilda that, do you realize that, Pastor Alan, that yesterday, 5th of December, marked 1 year when President Lungu signed the Constitution, the amendment to the Constitution? So, Dr. Patrick, before Dr. Musanja and when Titus give us their 2017 review, what should be our role as ZBTR on issues in terms of not just looking or talking about it and then it fizzles away, like Matilda said?
I think the most important thing that Zambia Blog Talk Radio has done, not as much as we would like for us to do, but we followed up. That's been our mantra, to follow up.
Yes.
Even when Matilda brought this subject up, that is another form of following up. So what we have to do is follow up on Matilda's statement And this happens throughout the year. We have brothers and sisters saying, well, what happened about this and what about that?
Mm-hmm.
We covered, but we didn't return to it. And sure enough, we will return to it. So our major difference between what we do and what other programs do is we follow up. We don't leave it alone and never return to it. Sometime in the very near future, we will return to a subject. We'll invite guests to come back on to discuss certain statements that they've made prior to their re-invite. I think throughout this program, today's program, there's going to be a lot of aha moments that make you recall. And one of my aha moments is when Matilla was talking, I flashed back to the time when we had that incident about our young adults in that swimming pool situation, and the police came out and they were beating up on our young kids. That was an aha moment. You know, it was an aha moment in the sense that we are loved in not only that community, in many communities when we're living fairly well and we believe that our children are protected. You have an incident such as that to bring you back home saying that, you know, we're not different. We're all in the same situation and we all should be vigilant against the political changes and the political environment that we live in. And unfortunately, our children at that particular time was awakened to that. I would like Zambia Block Talk Radio to return to that, and ask the children, how are they dealing with it, and what were their coping abilities after that incident, a year removed from what happened to them.
Excellent. I think we need to take that approach. I will work on that and try to do that on my next few shows to bring back some of those people and issues and see where they stand. Okay, I'll go Kulibachisewe before we get busy trying to connect to one of those guys in Zambia who was involved in commandeering that Mukula tree. Uncle Daniel, what was the major headline for you for 2017? And I'll go to Dr. Monsanja and Titus.
What was the major headline 2017? I'll leave it up to the others to say that. But for me, this time I just want to thank you, Nathan, for reviewing the last year. And for me, what I'm going to just say is the people that Zambia Block Talk Radio has added to the group.
Yeah.
Just you guys, you amazes me that we have great people from our country and the contributions that they have made, and they have opened up our minds and have picked on our brains. And one thing, too, this time I would just like to pick on Dr. Patrick. I mean, the first time I met Dr. Patrick was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fell in love with the man because of his wisdom, and when he spoke in Vegas, man, he was loaded with information. But not only that, but he continued being with us, and I just want to to take this time and say thank you very much to him. And he made 2017 worthwhile, because every time he comes, I know sometimes things get heated, but he calms us down.
Yes,
and he comes with a word of yes, and he comes with a word of wisdom. And don't get tired of me. What I'm gonna say, but most of us we come from very unfortunate background. But Dr. Patrick, he doesn't look at us like that. He looks at us as a family, and he looks at us like people who want to make a contribution. And it means a lot, Dr. Patrick. and you made that 2017 worthwhile for all Zambians, and continue being who you are and contributing, and sometimes just be hard on officials too, Dr. Patrick. And thank you very much for everything. This goes to all the contributor on Zambia Block Talk Radio. Thank you guys. We look forward to this to Saturday, you know, to come together and discuss some issues.
Daniel, thank you very much. You've humbled me. I'm thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Patrick.
Yeah, you've spoken to the whole ZBTR family. See, a lot of people don't realize, you know, the question I get from a lot of people, Dr. Patrick, they ask me and say, where did you all get Dr. Patrick from? I tell them, God sent him to us. Like I said, and everybody here will agree. It's amazing. You bring a balance and you just put us in line where we need to be. Dr. Musanje, 2017.
Well, before my brother Dr. Musanje, come on, I would like to also say Zambia Blog Talk Radio covered many times this particular subject, and I think we should continue this particular subject throughout 2018, 2019, and ongoing. We talked about the handicapped community.
Yes.
The community in which we always have to put on top of our list with respect to when we go into construction, when we go into politics, when we go into every walk of life. We talked about the community, and it's very important, and I'm so glad that our speakers, Daniel, most definitely, had asked us to address it, and we do address it many times. So I thank you for that. It keeps our consciousness correct.
Excellent. Okay. Let's go to Dr. Patrick. Dr. Musanje, rather.
Hi, Nathan. I'm still battling my flu. But I can say that 2017 was outstanding for Zambia Block Talk Radio. On the say the scale of 1 to 10, I put it at 10. They fed the Zambian community with a lot of information pertaining to developments in Zambia, good or bad. And the group has developed a lot. But what stood out for me personally was the arrival of the permanent secretary or the minister of where? I think minister of foreign affairs, when he came.
Okay.
And conducted a survey to try to do dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. We have been crying for that dual citizenship. I was elated that the government this time, under President Lungu, has recognized that the diaspora is the Zambian diaspora in the world is very important, and they have gone through to start this dual citizenship process. I don't know where it is right now, but that was the most important thing that happened, and it is this dual citizenship. Obviously, I think Nathan, at least you and Daniel and others know, remember the position of our late president, Chad. He was totally against it. He was totally against it. He spoke in London one time. He was talking about you can't be a Catholic if you are SDA or something like that. He gave some examples which I didn't like. But I was very happy that President Lungu overturned that kind of thinking. And now we are on the way to get dual citizenship. All we need to do is to make sure that we know how it works and we can all get to that. Otherwise, Zambia Block Talk Radio did extremely well. There were a lot of things that that happened. It's just that what I would like to do, as you know, I'm a very open person. What I would like to happen among we in the diaspora, we should not be fighting each other. If you support the PF, go ahead, enjoy yourself. If you support any other party, go ahead, enjoy yourself. Zambia has been a multi-party since 1990, but we tend to be in camps. You know, those who support the PF, even if they are doing wrong things, they will keep on come on the radio and talk as much. Everything is good, even when they have cholera right now. Let us focus on things that can improve our country. I think that is my submission today.
Thank you, Dr. Munsanje. You see, you pointed out a very important point here. I want to connect it to Minister Mushimba's appearance on this show last week when we talked about a lot of issues. A lot of people were saying we were soft on him, we let him get away with things. No, we didn't get away with let him get away with things. We prefer to be cordial and respectful to our guests here. Those are the manners that our elders and our advisors here keep reminding us. Because if you treat your guests in a certain way, they won't come back. The minister offered to come. The reason I'm saying that, Dr. Munsanje, and everybody is that, look, whatever is said on this show, it's recorded. Okay? I'm going to play a clip of what he, because somebody might say, really? Late President Sata was against dual citizenship. Yes, he was. We have the clip. I'll just play it to affirm Dr. Munsanje's point. Before I do that, let me remind everybody, Daniel Chisebo is getting ready to connect one of the young people that was involved, one of the PF youth was involved in the commandeering that truck which had the Mukula trees on it. Here's President Sata on the dual citizenship.
First of all, when a person is suffering from a complex, it's only people who are suffering from a complex who are crying for dual citizenship. I don't have a complex. And as I don't have a complex, my children were born in England. They are not British. And the reason why you want dual citizenship, you want to have it both ways. You want to be an American or Canadian and Zambian at the same time, where you go, wherever it suits you. Our Mr. Piggy Chara had a song one time, you call a Mwereko Tualola. What you like to do is, let Zambia compete in the world economy, in the world business, in the world politics, like anybody else. This question of dual citizenship is not the answer. Dual citizenship shows the complex, when you suffer from a complex. That's why you want to have half American, half British. So I don't believe in that. And it's not necessary to Zambia.
That was President Sata on dual citizenship. So, those of you that felt that Honorable Mushimba was not truthful to us, we shall bring him back and play the clips of the things he said. It's very simple. It's very, very simple. Titus, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody, on Block Talk
that
Radio.
Was Honorable, that was late President Sata who came to the show courtesy. Titus worked very hard on this matter to bring Honorable Sat, I don't know what your 2017 review Titus is, whichever angle you want to go, take it.
Well, 2017 was very much interesting. And like you said, to me, it's an honor to have the capability of networking with people as big as the late President Michael Sata. I still remember vividly, I was in Mazabuka at the business center when I called Rod Spark, residential house, talked to Dr. Kaseva. And I think late Honorable Sata was in bed when I called. And the whole world might not know, and I'm glad that these things are recorded. Everybody who was talking on that show was on my phone. So Block Talk Radio has done a lot. I don't know which year it was. It might not be 2017, but I haven't been to Zambia about 6 years. So it's a lot. It comes to my mind, Nathan and everybody, Roger, I don't know if he's on the show. I would like to also commend the three of us for taking off with a view of this, moving this Block Talk Radio. At the same time, I can't forget the people that I've supported, the people that have been around that as much as the three of us. Some are even doing more than what we do. So it's welcome to the bandwagon. Today's history, most of the people, I have people that talk to me about, oh, you know, this and that, the PI wars and this and that. And I keep reminding them that, guys, we can still push. You, Nathan, and Roger would remember that the birth of PI Awards was basically trying to honor civil servants in Zambia. I don't know if you recall that. And we went through, if we say somebody has won this to come to America, then they're not given a visa, then what happens? This is where it diverted to, you know what, let's look at people that are around here. And yes, it was James Mwape's idea. The PIOs are moving. All I'm saying is we know the best of that and how it goes. So today, as much as things are getting bigger, we were there doing a little bit of a foundation here and there. So it's important, Nathan, that you played some of the clips that we have. I think in fundraising, I can just suggest that 2017, I wasn't too happy around our fundraising area. But it gives us an opportunity to format these audios that we can have. We own those Block Talk Radio things. Maybe we can develop an audio of all the things that are maybe political, all the things that are community-based, and create audio that we could ask people to purchase in terms of supporting our radio. It is very important. You cannot get that anywhere else. To me, it's very important. One of the clips with Dr. Kaunda, Nathan, if you don't remember, and the people that are on the radio, it has a recording where my late father talked something live with Dr. Kaunda from Mufue National Park. My father was in Mazabuka, Luwombo Farm. I was here in the States. It's a great honor, and I thank the Block Radio. And I can go back if I want to listen to the voice of my late father. It is there, just like you listen to the Sata voice. But let's soldier on. Thank you for everybody else. And that's the contribution I can say.
Yeah, thank you, Titus, for that. That's very touching and very powerful. The power of media. And we have other one or two other people here joining us. If I were to say, Matilda, to you, what is the way forward here? Let's say, hi, Priscilla, Happy New Year. Excellent. Roger, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. We are here.
Yes, sir. And
yes,
you had a safe drive in the snow?
No, actually, it is melting. I've got it's wonderful over here. Yeah, the people in the East Coast who are complaining.
Great stuff, great stuff. We are doing a 2017 review here. I don't know whether you heard the part of what Titus just said. Before, Matilda, stand by. I'm going to ask you a question about any of your thoughts, what's the way forward here. Priscilla, what's the major headline for you in 2017? What stood out? Hello, Priscilla. Okay.
Stood out in 2017.
We can't hear. You sound like you are very far.
I mean, it's the way we addressed the education issue. Maybe it's because it just recently happened. It seemed that most oftentimes we disagree, but when it came to the education of our children in Zambia, we decided to agree on one particular thing. And what's amazing is that after the program, Ms. Laura Meaty also wrote a piece to that effect. So the consensus, the overall consensus was that exams should not be like the gauge, the measuring stick for our children to advance in them in their educational progress. So that, amongst everything else that we talked about, that really, really rang a bell for me. Because I don't think Ms. Laura even listened to the program, but she went ahead and wrote a piece to the same effect. So it's something that we need to pursue. It's not just something that we need to talk about and shelf it, but it's something that we need to pursue even as much as we're in the diaspora. That really struck a nerve inside of me. And it's within ourselves, within our reach, to actually change the course. It won't take much. It will just take a shift in mindset and the redirection of resources towards that area. That's my take.
Okay, excellent. That's a very good observation that you make on education matter because it's a very critical, excuse me, education is a very critical component of the development of any community or society of people. Because if you may recall for 2017, that's something that even Pilato addressed Roger. He said, you cannot expect people to develop and not do something about the education system. I don't know which other countries have the system that we have, or it's just maybe an African thing where you gauge somebody's way forward by setting up exams. If they fail, they don't go forward. I don't know. That is astonishing. But yes, go ahead.
Our guest is on the line.
Oh, okay. I was depending on the text message you sent me that you were not able to go through. Who do we have? Fan or Vinwell?
Fanny. Fan.
Fan. Hi, Fanny.
Hello. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
My name is Ness, and I was the one who was trying to get to you through, Henry Sakeni. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Thanks.
Okay, everybody, Fanny is part of the team of people that. Okay, Fanny, tell us what happened. How did you guys know that these trucks, number one, were carrying mukula trees? I don't know what you are able to discuss. I know you are facing legal issues, and you talk to us about how you guys just knew what was happening.
Yeah, I was actually the first one on the scene. I'm like the first witness.
Yes.
I saw these trucks, I got suspicious, took photos of them and sent to our youth's WhatsApp blog. A few minutes later, I saw somebody posting that he had information that there were about 20 trucks of Mukula, 20 trucks that were carrying Mukula logs leaving Lusaka en route to South Africa through Chirundi border. So that just confirmed my suspicions.
Where did you see the trucks? Where did you see the trucks, son?
Okay, we have a toll gate at a place called Shimavala in Kafiwa district.
Okay. Yes, I know the place, yeah.
That's where I was waiting for a friend to meet me there.
So basically that triggered
the suspicion. So when I saw the post from somebody saying that about 20 trucks leaving Lusaka for Chirundu, that just confirmed my suspicions. And I took photos of the trucks sent to our WhatsApp blog. It triggered the whole thing.
Okay. So where did you guys finally assemble and start following these trucks?
Pardon?
Where did you guys get together and start for? And where did you stop the truck? The truck. So where did you finally catch up with the truck?
Okay. So the thing is that we actually did not have to stop the truck. Just before the toll gate, one of the trucks had an accident. One of the trucks had a breakdown.
Okay.
So upon interviewing the drivers, they were instructed that they could not proceed if one of them had a fault. They all had to wait. So just after passing the toll gate, all the trucks had to stop. So we actually did not have to stop the trucks. They stopped on their own with the instructions from where they were coming from. We found them parked.
Where did this breakdown take place?
If you're coming from Lusaka, that's just before the Shimavala toll gate. But the others stopped after the Shimavala toll gate. Yeah.
All right. Okay, for those of you who don't know what's happening here, San is part of that group or team of young people that stopped or that, you know, identified the trucks that were carrying the Mukula logs and trees. Roger, funny, we saw a video clip where you guys held a press conference. Where did you hold that press conference and tell us what happened after that? How has the party leadership responded to this?
Okay, the press conference was held early morning after the trucks were, I don't know if I would say apprehended or what. After the trucks were stopped, we, as youths concerned, insisted that the trucks would not proceed. So it was a consensus among the police and whoever they were communicating with that the trucks should return and park at a Chilanga police station. That was the night of, I think, 27th December.
December.
So the trucks actually had to return and park at Chilanga police station. So we were requested to go there in the morning just to make sure that the trucks were still there. After we identified that the trucks were still there, we confirmed. That's when we had the press conference. We had the press conference. It was like at a place called Majestic Casino.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before I allow one of my colleagues to...
We had a number of documents that we actually acknowledged were in our possession with some money that came from that hosting over the trucks and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that backpack. Yeah, funny. I remember that backpack where you removed a bunch of dollar bills. I don't know how much that was, and there was some papers. Was that backpack for one of the drivers?
That backpack apparently is belongs to one of the employees of Zafico. This is Zambia Forestry Zambia Forest, well, I can't remember exactly what that is, but it's Zambia Forest.
Every Zambia knows the Kiko.
Yes, I'm sure every Zambian knows the Fico. And so that bag is alleged to be to belong to one of the officers of the Fico who was escorting the truck.
This is interesting, yes, Roger. Yes.
Yeah, so we had the documents and the money that was recovered from there. So that press briefing was just highlighting the documents that were in our possession and the money that was in our possession.
Okay. All right. I don't know anyone who has a question for Fanny here. I think the mics are open.
Yeah,
you can go ahead.
Very, very quick. Yeah, very quickly, Nathan. Fanny, welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio, members of the diaspora here. First, I want to find out, you guys are said to be the youth, the PF youth, is that correct?
Yes, please. For those who know me and those who would actually vote for me, would actually tell you that my blood is green. I'm 100%, 110% PF.
PF. And you are PF, would you call yourself a PF cadre?
Of course. I joined the other Patriotic.
We are very supportive, Fanny. We are very supportive. We are very supportive of what you did, and we are actually very proud of you. The only question is, again, the flip side of your group. It is how yourself and your other PF groups have treated other Zambians. We would like to be with you, Fanny, in fight against corruption in our country. You know what it has done. But we also cannot look the other way when you stand up and do bad things to other the Zambians, beat them up. I don't know what your comment will be to that.
Let me just get you clearly. When you say the side of our group, what exactly are you pointing at?
I'm referring to the violence the PF youth we have seen. I'm referring to the violence. The PF cadres and the PF youth.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys realize these are fellow Zambians. When you beat them up, these are fellow Zambians, and you can. We need to support you.
Thank you.
Need to be together, Fanny. That's my point. We want to be together with you, but our hearts are very heavy.
Thank you very much. I will categorically tell you that I am a staunch PF supporter, but I will not go out there and support everything that is pro-PF. If it's bad, I'm one of the people on record that has gone out there and criticized it. If it's good, I will tell whoever is in charge of that this is good. Can we keep do better? Violence, I stand for a group called the Zambia Concerned Youth, and we do not condone that. Violence, regardless of who is supporting it, we do not condone that. Whether it's the opposition, it's the ruling Patriotic Front, we do not condone violence. Because what we are looking at is what type of a Zambia are we leaving for our future generations. Of course, today we will be comfortable with whatever is happening, but what type of a nation are we leaving for our future children? I have children. I'm a widow. I just got widowed last year in July. I have four children. My youngest daughter just turned 2 years old on 1st January 2018. 2 years.
Wow.
If we allow such to happen in our country, what type of a nation will I leave for my children? So for me, for us, it's not about what I'm getting today or what I will get tomorrow. It's what type of a nation are we leaving for our children? Violence is a definitely no, no, no. All my connections,
powerful.
All the youth that I have an interaction with, we are against violence, regardless of who perpetrates
it. Let me ask you this, Fanny. Zambia Concerned Youth, it's non-partisan. Is that what my understanding should be?
It is on non-partisan issues, because whether it's pro-PF or con-PF, if it's bad, we are going to condemn it. We are composed of PF youth. But our objective is, before we were Patriotic Front, we were Zambians.
That's
where we're looking
right.
at. we are looking at every Zambian youth before we look at a patriotic front youth.
Okay. Let me allow one more question from anybody else here. Anybody have a question for Fanny before we let her go? Fanny, we shall arrange a special show with you so that we talk about the youth issues in Zambia. This is very important. Anybody has a question for Fanny before we let her go?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. This is Titus. I don't know if
go ahead,
mic
Titus.
Is on.
We have 3 minutes remaining.
Okay, Fanny, how can you help us? We had 2 weeks ago, we had Pilato here with the song. I don't know. I would want for you, since you are saying something that is very, very sensible, what is your position? And if you head tomorrow, somebody is heading to go and manhandle Pilato, what is your stance, especially with your youth? What would you do, people that you would know, and they are going for Pilato? What would you do in the view of the same way that you did these tracks?
Thank you very much, Titus, for that. As a concerned youth, even in our PF blog, our stance was we have nothing against Pilato. Whatever it is that he is talking about in that song, direct or indirectly, we as a ruling party are giving the opposition ammunition. The only thing that we discussed in-house was let us work on the things that people are complaining about. I deal directly with the people on the ground. And whatever complaints are coming up, they directly affect me because everybody looks at me as being the bridge between them and the powers that be. So whatever their complaints are, I feel them. And I know what they are going through. So there might be truth, there might be untruth in our Pilato songs, but the only thing that we said was, let us go give ammunition to the opposition. Let us work on the things that Zambians on the ground are complaining about.
Fanny, thank you for taking the time on short notice. And let me say on behalf of everybody here, condolences on the passing of your husband. We shall definitely get back to you because this issue of youth in being used by politicians, like my colleague has said, to beat other Zambians is not cool at all. Thank you so much, my dear sister.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, I shall definitely be in touch with you.
Sure, no problem. You're welcome.
All right, everybody. That was Fanny, one from the Zambia Concerned Youth, talking about how they managed to get those. Let's go back in a minute here, open forum with Roger. Nima ona misozi masomo wake nimavuto abale nimavuto.